friends, this year should be a special schus for Avin Armin and Rosh Yechlin, schus Moshe Rabin Peshdim, this is Mar Zester Vasar Shmuel. If anybody would like to dedicate a shir, you may contact me. In the Gemara in Maseches Menachas, in Afnan Dalid, it says that if you have a piece of meat that shrunk, if you have a piece of meat that got bigger, Bsar Egel Shenitpach, originally it didn't have a shear, now it got bigger, it does have a shear. So the Gemara says there, after a long discussion, the Gemara says that the din is that midrabanan it's tame, midrabanan it's considered that it has a shear, but midaraisa it's not considered that it has a shear. Midaraisa you go on the original shear, and originally it didn't have a shear. So it's not tame midaraisa. As Tosfos from the Gemara in Shabbos, that this is in Tafnadal Ram Ralph, the bottom, Tosfos. It says in Shabbos Sari Aleph that Rava asked that if you take out a Chatzi Grogres for Zeria in Shabbos for planting, which is a shear, and then you change your mind, and then it got bigger and you changed your mind that you wanted for Achila, the Gemara is a Shaila if you're a Chayiv or not. What's Bechal the Shaila? Originally it didn't have a shear for Achila, and you decided you wanted for Achila. So there should be no tzad that you're chaya for hotza, because when you put it down, you wanted it for achila, and originally it didn't have a shir achila. So according to the Gemara Menachas, that you go after the original shir, should be pater. The Gemara is tzad that you're chayiv. Mar says, since when you took it out, it didn't have a shir achila, so you're not going to be chayiv. Or maybe no. Had you remained silent and not thought anything, you would have been chayiv in your original machshava of zriya. So now you're also going to be chayiv. Ma pitom? Originally, it didn't have a shir, and you wanted it now la'achila. So you have to go based on the original shear. Tosfos says, if it hadn't gotten any bigger and you would have wanted it for eating, you would have been pater. So now, it's as if it didn't get any bigger, because you assess it according to its original size. And originally, it wasn't a proper shear. And the Gemara says that the reason you'd be chayiv is because when you took it out, it didn't have a shir achila. And now you want it l'achila, you're not going to be chayiv. Tosfos says, it seems that Tosfos is saying, is asking on the Gemara, not only because Bizman Akira Zeret didn't have a Shir Achila, but even if it did have a Shir Achila, Bizman Akira Zera, and you had one Machshava, if you were thinking, I wanted for Achila, and it had a Shir Achila when you did the Otsa, Akira, and it had a Shir Achila when you did the Hanacha, says Tosis, you'd still be Pater. Why would you still be Pater? Because originally, before you had any machshava, it didn't have a shear, and you followed the original shear. So if you didn't change your mind in the middle, and you just thought achila all along, and it had a shir achila all along, you'd still be pater. It's not only because originally it didn't have a shir achila. Even if it did have a shir achila when you did the akira, you'd still be pater because you follow the original shir, which wasn't a shir achila. So by tuma we say that besar egel sin nitpach, it's only going to be tamei derabanan because you follow the original shir. But by hotzi chatzi grogeres lazir zria, and it got bigger. The Gemara says dafka because it got bigger. V'tavcha v'nimach ala la'achila. Not pitom v'tavcha. What does v'tavcha make a difference? It's as if it wasn't tofeh. As if it didn't get bigger because we followed the original shir. There's seemingly a stira between the shaila of the Gemara and Shabbos and the conclusion of the Gemara Menachos. That's the kash of Tosis and Menachos and Dalet Amud Aleph. So Rav Amiel says the Yisod, and the Yisod is, and this is in two places, at least in the Midas L'Cheker Halacha, in the Mavo and in the fifth chapter, in the Mavo in Perek Zayin, it's a big Mavo. So this is a big difference, this is a big Yisod, that some Asurim are Asurim that are Tali B'Zman, and some Asurim are Tali B'Etzim, the object itself. By Nevela, it's Tali the object itself. The object itself, if it used to have a smaller shear and then it became bigger, so what's going to be the din? The din is it's going to have the status of the smaller shir midaraisa. Because there the yisur is mitzad etzem adavar. So we follow the original shir. By Shabbos, it's a time-bound chiyuv, and therefore every second is mischadesh. Every second is a new status. Every second is a new yisur. So the fact that 20 minutes ago it didn't have a shir, that doesn't interest us. We're interested in what's right now. Every second is new. So Mele, if it didn't have a shir, and then it had a shir, and then he did the machshava of achila for the akira and the hanach, he'd be chayiv. Because when he started his pu'ula, it had a shir, and we judge based on now, not what was. Because every second is something new. And when it got bigger in the middle, there's also a tzad that he's going to be chayiv, because when he did the akira, there was a shear of Zriya, and that was what he had in mind. And now that he's doing the Hanacha, he wants it for eating. So you're going to say to me, how can you be Mitzarif the Akira and Hanacha? Because when he did the Hanacha, that doesn't shim with the Akira. Because the Hanacha was b'machshevas achila, and the akira, and that's not enough for the akira. When there was an akira, there wasn't a shir of machshevas achila. When there was akira, his machshava was for smaller than a machshevas achila. So the Gemara says that had he remained silent, had he not had this new machshava of achila, he would have been chayiv. So now that he changed his mind, he's also going to be chayiv. And we don't say that, oh, originally it had a shear of, when he did the Akira, it only had a shear for Zriya, it had less than a grogeres. And therefore, now that he puts it down, b'machshevas achila, he can't be chayiv. Why can't he be chayiv? Because we view this food as being less than a shir grogeres. Because you view it on what was. Like the Mar Menachos. The answer is no. Shabbos is mischadesh kol rega. So what was was. Originally, right, it had a smaller shear, but now it has a bigger shear. And how are you mitzarif the two, the akira and the hanacha? Answer is: had he remained silent, he would have been chayiv. Had he not thought to use it for achila, he would have been chayiv. And his machshev is zriya. So now that he wants it for achila, he's also going to be chayiv. And it's takashira b'achila, because we follow now, because it's an isser that's mischadish every rega. That's when it comes to isserim that atolib is man. The mischadish every rega. So there's an akira mechayevas, there's a hanacha mechayevas, and we're able to be mitzarif the two. Because even though you're right, when he did the hanacha, he had a machshava for achila, and the akira, there wasn't enough of a shear when he did the akira for achila. Okay, so had he remained silent and not had the machshavas, achila would have been chayiv. So now he's also going to be chayiv, because the akira independently had a shear of a chatzi grogoris, because he did it with machshavas zriya, and the hanach independently has a shear, because he did it with machshavas achila, and now it has a shear of a grogeris, and you follow the present shear, because in this was that's mischadish every rega. And how do you combine the two? You combine the two by saying this is the gesvar of the Gemara. Had he been silent and not changed his mind, then he would have been chayiv on the original thought. So now that he changed his mind and he wants to use the zera l'tzarech achila, he's also going to be chayiv. That's how you combine the two, which is b'chayiv. You have to understand that svara. That's what the Gemara says. What we're trying to explain is, what do you care that now is nitpach? What do you care that now it got bigger when he did the hanacha? You follow the original shear, that it didn't have a shear of achila. It doesn't matter that it got bigger. The answer is, it does matter that it got bigger, because when it comes to Shabbos, it's an Isra Tali Bizman. And Isra Tali Bizman, it's renewed every second. You look at the way it is this second, and when it comes to an Isra that's Tali Be'atzim Adavar, you don't go on what it is this second, you go on what was, and that just continues. That original Isra just continues. And that's also the difference between Priyas Ba'achov and Mitzvah Pidgin Aben. Mitzvah Priyas Ba'achov is one chiyuv. You have to pay back a debt. That happens at the time of the Halvah. And the mitzvah of Pidgin HaBen is every second is a new chiyuv, as we see from Tosfos. B'chor was 49b, that called Shaita v'Shaita, Rachab le'chiv Pidgin HaBen. Every second there's a new chiyuv Pidgin HaBen. And the difference is that in both cases there's a mitzvah nechov, Prius Ba'chov and Pidgin HaBen. The difference is that Prius Ba'chov, the mitzvah comes because of the chov. Pidgin HaBen is the opposite. The chov, the debt, comes because of the mitzvah. So it all starts with the debt. And a debt, as like we said, starts at the beginning, from the time the person is mischayiv in the debt, and then it just continues. The Prius Balchov, when it comes to a mitzvah essay of Prius Balchov, Prius Balchov is one chiv that takes effect when he borrows the money. Because by Priyas Baal Chov, it all starts with the Chov. And because there's a Chov, there's a mitzvah. The Pidgin HaBen, because there's a mitzvah, there's a Chov. And a mitzvah is mischadish every moment anew. When it comes to Priyas Baal Chov, and you can see the Nafkamina and Tosis and Mentes and Beis and Bechoros. The Priyas Baal Chov is called Shaita V'Shaita Rachav Lechiv Pidgin Aben. Every second it's renewed because it's a mitzvah, and the chov comes from the mitzvah, and a mitzvah starts anew every second. And when it comes to a Pidgin Aben, it's just one chiyuv that starts B'Shas Halva and continues, but it's not Mischadish every moment. Another difference, that Priyas Baal Chov, the chiyuv comes because of the Maisa. The Maisa Halva, there was one Maisa Halva, the chiyuv Pidgin Aben is because it's your son and you have to redeem him. So every moment that your son isn't redeemed, there's a new Siba to be Mechayiv you. That's Simsin Losochal Nevela by Rabbi Matze. Losochal Nevela is a one time Isser. It's a Nevela, it's an Isser, you're not allowed to eat it. By Rabbi Matze is a new Isser every second. And the difference is when the Isser is Be'etzem Adavar or Bizman. If the Siba is the Etzem Adavar, like by Nevela, so it's one time. If the Siba is the Zman, so it's Mischadish every moment. Just like a mitzvah. Sometimes the Zman is misabev the Chiyuv. It creates the Chiyuv. Sometimes the Zman limits the Chiyuv. In other words, the Chiyuv comes because of a certain thing, and the Zman tells you when there is this Chiyuv, when it starts, when it stops. So that's how the Ritva answers the famous Kasha. Why do you need a pasuk that women are patur for the mitzvah of Mila? Ayitim Esishman Grama, eighth day, answers the Ritva. No. You could say, Hasim with mitzvah denavshe, Avalachim mitzvah denod mechayva. There it's your own mitzvah. Here it's her son's mitzvah. What does this mean? That every zman grama, the gorim is the zman. And since the gorim is the zman, because of that, women are pater. By mila, the gorim is the son. The sibas hachiyuv is the son. The time just limits it to the eighth day. So therefore, their women should be chayiv. So come shalom the pasuk that they're not. Hasu mitzvah denafshe. There, the misabiv is the zman. Aval hacha mitzvah de benal mechayiv. There the son, the chayiv is the son, and therefore she's chayavis. So, obviously, we have a lot more to say. Just continuing our study of this beautiful sefer and these big yisodos and Yitz Hashem. Until Yitz Hashem darkeinu, we will continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.